from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, filling in for Mully and Haw today. Wani is here. He is in studio. We've been talking about Caleb Williams, and now let's talk a little bit about the guys that protect Caleb Williams, the offensive line. And in watching the telecast, Dave, I heard Adam Amin and Jim Miller saying things like, Caleb Williams has plenty of time on individual plays. So I actually thought that even with Coleman Shelton at center, Matt Pryor filling in at right guard, and the rest of the regulars there, I thought the offensive line looked pretty good. What did you think about the O-line Saturday?
Yeah, I thought, you know, when I was up at training camp, I'm going to go back a little bit. You know, I made the comment after observing practice and everything that went there. I said, you know, the good thing about this line group, they're getting hats on everybody. In other words, there weren't a lot of guys being turned loose. And that's really the first step. If you're not experienced enough and if you're not into it and have good sound schemes that give your guys a chance to block people, it doesn't matter how much talent you have. And so I think the guys are a year older. We got a little bit more experience. We've got some good competition. And when you lump all those guys, all those things together, I think it was a solid performance from those guys. I'll tell you, the prior guy surprised me. You know, I mean, I thought he did a good job. Mm-hmm. Now, Shelton, I mean, you know, he's been a center for years. I mean, I would move on from Davis. And, I mean, Bates can play guard, too. You know, I mean, Ryan Bates, you know, who they picked up from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Between him, Pryor, so I'd put somebody in there at guard. I wouldn't worry about Davis. I think they're spending way too much time talking about this. Is he going to practice? Is he going to play? They don't need that right now. They do not need that. I would say, you know, give these other guys an opportunity. They're hungry. They got just as much experience. Maybe they're not quite as strong, but maybe they're a little bit more experienced. You know, there's always pluses and minuses to every player. So maybe you're giving up a little bit with Davis when he's healthy and in there, but I think you're gaining a lot by these other players. So I wouldn't worry about that one bit. I really wouldn't.
So what would you do with Nate Davis? I mean, the big complaint about him in his last job at Tennessee was the fact that the best ability is availability, right? And he just doesn't make himself available.
Yeah, you got to try to trade him. You got to try to move him. I think you got to try to move him, you know.
Do you think the Bears will? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, they're not going to do it now. They're going to be selfish about it now because no one's going to be knocking down the door.
You want this 3-year, $30 million offensive lineman that never practices?
And the reputation, just what Marshall said, I mean, that came when the Bears got him, that was the first thing that was coming out of the Titans organization is that, hey, we guys got talent and we don't have any problems with them off the field, but guys always hurt. There's always something
and
going on.
I know the Bears are frustrated about it. So
absolutely. Flus has kind of indicated that, but you got to be selfish here, get through another preseason game or two, but before the regular season, I think you got to move on. Start playing one of those young kids or somebody.
Flus said that you can lose a job because of injury. At least that's what he said. And I don't know if he really means that or if he's just trying to motivate Nate Davis. I mean, we heard Shane Waldron give a differing opinion at one point in time a couple of weeks ago, saying that as long as Nate Davis is healthy, he's the starter. It just seems like they're all over the place with Nate Davis. And I think it comes out of a place of frustration for the Bears because it feels like, Wani, they don't know what to do about this conundrum. And maybe they're moving closer to doing something about it.
I'm sure that I would think that they are. They should be. I mean, and then the other guy, too, that they're going to stay with all the way. But I got to see a good year out of him. And I'm a fan of his. I'm an Oklahoma. I coach at Oklahoma State is Tevin Jenkins. You know, Jenkins got to show me that he can play 16 games in a season. You know, he hasn't missed like Davis has, but he makes me nervous. You know, I mean, he's had his share of injuries and issues, and is big and powerful and good a player as he is. I think that he needs to prove himself before, at least that would be my opinion. I want to see this guy do it for a whole season.
Well, it is a free agent year for him, so this would be the time to do it if he was going to do it. Like he's trying to get paid like everybody else. I think when I look at this game specifically, the name that jumps off to me is a guy I was really paying attention to on draft day because of the coaching staff and the pass with Max Crosby, and that's Austin Booker. I mean, Dave, this guy was living in the backfield of Buffalo.
I'm not going to say that I said this, and it's not a patting myself on the back.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to. When I was up there with Flus, talking to Flus and Ryan Poles, I said, see that guy right there? And I went back and watched all his tape at Kansas. I says, he's the type of guy that going back to our University of Miami days, that we would make a living off of. The undersized guy that could run. And I use this phrase. And when you watch him play, I said, you know, he's a guy that does things that you don't have to coach. And that was always the Jimmy Johnson battle cry. Why? We don't want to get these guys in here that we got to say, you got to step with the right foot. And then grab with the left hand. No. Let's get somebody in here that does things you don't have to coach with his God-given ability and effort. And that's what this guy did in college. When I was at the practice up there and Ryan Poles was laughing, we watched him. He came up the field. It was the first day of pads. He came up the field. The tackle hit him. He did a spin move inside and came free. And Ryan kind of chuckled, you know, we know that it was the first day in pads, so they hadn't worked on that. You know, it was a live one-on-one drill with the offensive line, and he just did it. So, you know, I would play him. That's a great point. He would be active every week, and I would make sure that he got 10 snaps to keep, if it's Montez or whoever it is, to keep somebody fresh. I would put him in the game and turn him loose.
He had a sweet spin move in the game on Saturday.
He can do stuff. He does that stuff naturally.
My favorite sack, Dave, was the one where he breaks through, misses the quarterback, got pushed off by the tackle, but then the quarterback kind of moves up a couple spots. I mean, I think it still was a sack, but he sprints to him, gets him by the legs. I mean, to your point, that's the Max Crosby.
When he came out of high school, he was a basketball player, but he was, I think, an all-state track guy in the relay races.
That tracks.
I mean, look him up in his high school. I went all the way back to high school because this guy got my attention. When they drafted him, I wanted to be sure what I was talking about. So I went back, and the guy ran track. He was a great basketball player. I mean, he did it all in high school. So the quickness, the speed, the things that you're seeing, it's for real.
I, I, it's infectious, like the way you're talking right now, because it's clear, like, you see something, you get curious, you go down the rabbit hole, right?
Yep.
Who else on this Bears team that you've seen so far makes you go down a similar rabbit hole and like, I need to find out more about who this guy is?
Well, I didn't know much about Johnson, the receiver, you know, Colin Johnson, mm-hmm. the big receiver. But he reminds me, we had a guy when I was coaching the Dolphins, and he couldn't run like them. Aronde Gaston was named. Mm-hmm. But he was his size. We signed him out of the World Football League or the USL. But this guy had body control in the end zone and on the sideline like a basketball player. He could box you out. And some guys can use their body, and some guys can't as far as shielding the defender, and got those long arms to be able to reach out and catch the ball, even though they're covered. Even though they're covered. This guy reminds me, I mean, I really was impressed with him. I mean, you get him down in the red zone, and I know we got all these receivers yeah. enough, but you throw this guy up, a jump ball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The end zone, tell you what, I like the odds of him coming down with it.
That's interesting because obviously it is going to be difficult to make this team as wide receiver. I think about him. Obviously, I don't think that they're going to cut somebody like Tyler Scott, who is just in his second year and cost control, just like Colin Johnson is too. But it becomes difficult. Like, I'm thinking about Tyler Scott. Like, last year, his camp was pretty good for about half of the camp, and then he starts to fade in camp, like where he's dropping passes, then had a rough year. He drops the jet sweep on Saturday. He feels like a guy who just it's his second year, so you got to let some stuff go because he was a rookie, but it just feels like in the big time moments, Tyler Scott struggles. Do you see that sometimes with guys that are, they're so talented, but they're not necessarily gamers?
Yeah, that can happen. I'm kind of a fan of his. You know, I mean, Velus Jones is who you just described.
That's what I was saying. I was literally about to say
Dave. I mean, you're right.
Yeah, so who are you going to keep, Velus Jones or him? Oh, I'm keeping him.
Absolutely 100%. I'm not saying get rid of Tyler Scott. I'm just a little bit concerned about his rookie year. And, you know, he's had a good camp so far, but then when he drops the jet sweep, and yeah, Velus is another conversation.
Yeah, they're trying to, you know, I
get it, because if you're Ryan Poles, you want your guys to succeed, right? Any general manager wants to be able to look back and say, yeah, we drafted these guys. They all worked out. Velus Jones, to this point, has not worked out. So what I'm asking is, what does the leash look like on a guy like Velus Jones?
I think they know what they want to do right now. And are they getting him exposure to try to trade him, you know, or are they trying to really make him a player? That would be the question, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not buying the.
Neither
the
am I.
This idea that he's like fighting for playing time with maybe a Khalil Herbert. I'm like, I know what Khalil Herbert can do, and I've seen it happen.
Right.
Like I haven't. You can say what you want about like pass protection, other things, but like you saying Velus Jones is going to be back there.
No.
Pass
no,
protected.
No,
absolutely. What are we doing?
Absolutely not. You're 100%. I think they're just trying to give the kid an opportunity. You know, the old expression, you're on tape for all 32 teams in the preseason. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, the other guy, too, I got to mention him because I've been a fan of his for 2 years, Pickens, okay, defensive lineman. Okay. Let me tell you, this guy, Dexter, is made a lot of improvement. I love Dexter as a three technique. Pickens is a better athlete than Dexter is, in my opinion. He's just got a little bit more wiggle to him. He's got a little bit more fluidness with his hands. So my point is that you got Billings, you got Dexter, and there's I'm not going to go through the whole defensive line, but Pickens is a guy with his height and his reach that I would look long and hard at mixing him in some third down as a pass rusher and getting him some playing time. I like Pickens. I think the guy's got a chance to be a good player.
I thought he was going to be really good last year. Like he I thought he outplayed Jervon Dexter.
Yeah, he probably did. Better athlete, you know, he does things. But Dexter's come a long way. I like him. What I saw up there, at least, I like him. I haven't graded the film or done any of that, but I mean, I think they got two good young guys there. Would be the point. You know, the other position too. We're talking about that offensive line.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. I am a fan of Mercedes Lewis, okay? But, guys, I think it might be time. You know, I mean, we got a group of – how many tight ends are you going to keep?
Yeah. We were just talking about this yesterday. Can you keep four tight ends?
You could.
If they're special teamers, I mean
– And I don't know where it fits salary-wise in the big picture, you know, but if Mercedes is – if you're going to keep a young first-year, second-year player tight end that's pretty close – And I know that Mercedes has been to the Super Bowls, and I'm giving him credit. I love him. If they keep him, I'm a fan. But, I mean, at some point, as a head coach, GM, I'm sitting there saying, boy, we don't want to lose this young guy that we got a chance to develop for the next 3-4 years. I think that's going to be a tough call on him. I really do.
I think the only reason I disagree a little bit on that, and, yeah, we saw two young tight ends shine, especially on the Tyson Bagent line, in that Saturday game, for sure. The only reason I disagree is because that he does help in the protection of Caleb Williams. He is that extra offensive lineman. He is a good blocker. I get what you're saying.
I agree with everything you're saying. I'm not disputing that, but at some point, yeah. And I don't know how they look at these young guys, or if these young guys were just a one-game wonder type. You know, we got to see. But if these kids come out and play good the next couple weeks, I just think it's a tough call for them. I think that's one that they're going to be talking about.
Listen, Bears aside, we're going to be talking about this all year. We got it. Former head coach Dave Wannstedt, who's done it at NFL, but also the Bears. College level. Let me ask you, the new AP poll came out yesterday. It's littered with teams from the Big Ten and SEC and like whoever else is left over, right? Dave, I've been waiting for the 12-team playoffs since they started the 14. I was like, why are we limiting ourselves? Like,
right.
I said earlier, I was hoping five undefeated teams from each of the Power Five conferences would go undefeated, so would they be forced to do this sooner? But we're here now. How do you think this is going to go in year one? Do you think it's going to be a big deal because of the realignment, or do you think it's going to be business as usual with the normal suspects at the top?
Well, at the end, there's going to be some upsets. I mean, there's no – okay, let me just back up. Number one, there's 12 teams. There's going to be people complaining. Who's ever number 13 and 14, they're going to complain. Okay, no different. Try to compare it to March Madness, okay? In March Madness, more times than not, it comes down to – and I'm not a basketball expert here, but the power – the Gonzagas and Kentucky, North Carolina, whoever, Duke, you know. I mean, it usually comes down to those type of teams at the top at the end when all the dust settles. Along the road, though, there's always a few teams that get upset. I think that's what's going to happen with this college 12-team playoff. You know, there's going to be somebody, and I don't have it in front of me, but when you look at that list of teams that would have made it last year or in the year before, if there was Ohio State got eliminated when Georgia beat them 2 years ago, and I'm going to say this, if Georgia doesn't call a timeout, Ohio State's up by 10 with 7 minutes to go in the game, mm-hmm. and they run a fake punt. If Georgia doesn't recognize that and call a timeout, they got the fake punt, and they're going to get on and score again, and it's going to be a 2-touchdown win for Ohio State. And Georgia's not winning that national championship. My point is this. Forget about the game. It did bother me, but forget about the game. My point is that Ohio State at that point would have been a playoff team, right, with C.J. Stroud and company. So now they're sitting there at number 6. You wouldn't want to play them. I don't care if it was Georgia or who it was, you wouldn't want to play Ohio State that year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So there's going to be teams in there that aren't in the old top 4 that might be 6, 7, 8 that are very dangerous teams, and there'll be some upsets.
I just love that the first round is on, you know, home. You got to go see somebody in cold weather, perhaps.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Like that is going to be so. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun. Do you? And as far as realignment goes, do you feel like right now the Big Ten is the best conference in college football based on what you've seen? I know Oklahoma and Texas went to the SEC, but
yeah, I do. I mean, I'm partial to them, but you know, I mean, Michigan, Ohio. Yes, I do. Obviously the early pickers are out. You know, I mean, you got Oregon coming in. Oregon hasn't missed a beat. When you look at the transfer portals, what Oregon's done, and obviously Washington's kind of starting over a little bit. USC, UCLA didn't lose hardly anybody, even though they got a new head coach. So, I mean, the teams that they're bringing in, they're all national contending teams into the Big Ten. You know, it's not like they added 4 teams that are good football programs, but they don't have any rings on their hand. So they added as good a teams as you could possibly have added, in my opinion.
Any, and I'll read these really quickly for the benefit of people listening. Any surprises in the top 10? Georgia number 1, followed by Ohio State. Oregon, as you just mentioned, is 3rd in the AP preseason poll. Texas 4th, Alabama and their new head coach 5th. Then you have Ole Miss, Notre Dame at 7, Penn State 8, Michigan 9, Florida State, who got ripped off of a playoff spot last year, is at 10. Missouri is number 11. I'll give you the bonus. Any surprises? Do you care? Is it all in place the way you thought it would be?
The biggest question mark with college football right now is, guys, the quarterbacks. You know, we mentioned Ohio State at 2. Well, who is definitely going to be their starting quarterback? It hasn't been determined yet. So I think you look at the teams that have the returning starting quarterback in place that are a talented team, and you say, you know what, I'm going to give them the nudge. I think there's so much up in the air right now that until they play a game or two, I don't think that preseason poll means anything.
Yeah, really, college football is definitely unique. Like
Wild,
really,
Wild West in every sense of the phrase.
Yeah, it sorts itself out. What, Marshall, by about week 3 or 4, maybe, which starts to feel real?
I think
real.
We start to get an idea of who the best teams are at the beginning of the season, but I think, as Coach Wants would probably tell you, it really does change by the end of the season, whoever's playing the best. And now, because of the 12-team playoff, whoever's playing the best can go, as opposed to, oh, we're going to miss the 14 playoff because we had a couple of early losses.
Yeah. Correct.
Hot.
Yeah, I can just tell you, just in the Big Ten alone, you go through the quarterbacks that have changed from team to team. There's a lot of uncertainty at the most important position on the team. You know, the rest of the team, you can pretty much say, boy, their offensive line's back, or they get a great defense. But at quarterback position, which will win or lose a game for you quicker in any position, a lot of uncertainty. We got to see how it unfolds.
Dave, this is great. Thanks. I appreciate you coming in, man. Molly, your guys are not here.
It's a good time.
But you still came in. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, you guys did a fantastic job, and This is fun. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.